Have you listened to episode 29? Here's a clip. It features the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. Download, listen, now. Now I said.
And passed like years ago, and it was caused by high blood pressure, you know, and I got on high blood pressure medicine at the time, and that seemed to take care of everything. That seemed to be the problem. So I started having these chest pains, and I was thinking maybe I weigh, maybe it was something I was eating before I rested. So I just kind of watched that for a couple weeks and see how that went, and I was still having chest pains. Went back to the doctor with the blood pressure thing. He got me on blood pressure medicine, and it was still, you know, I was still having these chest pains. Eventually started asking more questions. Eventually got, I had two stress tests, one of which showed that I was fine, and then one of which that did not. Most of this time, though, I was actually asking for a CT scan of my heart. And basically what a CT scan is the best technology you can have to look at your heart. You know, it's a 3D and 4D picture of your heart and the vessels and if there's any blockages or anything like that. And that's that kind of what I've been asking for about a month. And obviously insurance, you know how that can be sometimes. So I was having to deal with that, and they want to send you through everything else first and that kind of thing. And in this meantime, they put me through these two stress tests. Well, eventually we kind of found a loophole to where I could get the CT scan.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Let's start the party.
Special edition of Shooting the Shiznit. How's everyone doing today? I want to thank everyone for listening, downloading, all that great fun time on social media. As of last night, during the night sometime, we broke the all-time download record. We also broke social media records. And this was on the 20th. The 20th of the month, we still have 10 days left. And looks like we're going to set a new record. It's going to be huge. So each month, I'm still trying to beat the record. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to everyone that helps out. I do appreciate it. Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets. That's www.pwbts.com. My buddy Gene Jackson at www.locals2legends. I think Joe Feeney there, JoJo at Creative Control, who retweets everything for me. The guys over at Suplex City Limits, we do thank you guys. Keeping it 100, thank you, Conan, for all the shout-outs, fist bumps, kazoos, whatever you do there. And I just want to put over a new podcast. It's not wrestling. I absolutely enjoy it. This is the non-wrestling podcast. It's about 30 minutes or so, guys. It's called Who's Right Podcast. Who's Right Podcast. So it's WHO's Right Podcast. Give it a chance. I think you'll like it. As always, we're live in STS Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, and we're going to get on with the show here real quickly. I just want to put everything over at ComicBookMarkBT. That's me on Twitter, stspod.club, if you want to listen to all the episodes. We're also on Facebook at Shooting the Shiznit. Do a search. We're also on Facebook as the Cool Kids Wrestling in an MMA Talk Facebook group. Asked to get in, you got to answer like 3 questions, and then if you're an ass, we kick you out, okay? You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Pod Paradise, Spreaker. We're all over the internet there, guys, and if you listen to it on iTunes, and I know a lot of you guys do, I need you to do me a few things. Subscribe to the podcast, and also give us a review. Give us a big thumbs up there on iTunes. I do appreciate that. All right, to no further ado, not sure what that meant, but how about no further ado, here we go with the new episode.
Hey, welcome everyone. We're here
for an episode of Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever. First, we're going to introduce our challenger today, S.J. Chapman. S.J., tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a lifelong wrestling fan. My stepfather got me into it, God rest him. And my husband got me back into it when we got married 20 years ago. So I'm definitely a fan, but we'll see what I'm missing.
All right. And our champion, Greg Anthony, tell the fans and friends and listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. I've been wrestling 17 years, and just so I can make weight for this shooting this shiznit, I have taken a poop, and I'm ready to go.
Well, that's good to know there. And unfortunately, the scary thing, I just took one too. So we're on the same poop schedule. I don't get that.
I'm hitting on to mine.
Oh, okay.
So I got a little dance over here.
There we go. All right, guys. Here we go. Now we're going to go. As you know, we're going to flip the coin. So heads or tails, SJ?
Tails.
Tails it is, so you get to choose. Now remember, guys, there's one pass, and that's one pass for the whole show. If SJ passes after I read the question, well, there can't be any more passes. So the first question on the board, we have Dancing with the Stars, Gotham, Season 8, if I can say that. Three matches, Star Trek, NCIS, Walking Dead, John Paul Ringo George, Anti-hero and best shiznitter ever. A special note, guys, I added the five questions this time has to do with the fall TV preview coming up. So, SJ, pick your category.
Well, I've been a Trekkie for as long as I can remember, so let's go Star Trek.
All right, Star Trek. And you'll have 75 seconds to answer this question. CBS has a new Star Trek starting this season. What WWE superstar would you have make a special appearance, and what would he do? 75 seconds.
It would have to be Dean Ambrose. I would just love to see him come on there as some sort of weird alien and just be Dean Ambrose all over the new Discovery. It would be fascinating to see Michelle Yeoh and Sonequa Martin-Green interact with absolute fucking crazy. So, he could run around and give everybody his signature move, or maybe he might even dig up a Vulcan somewhere and worry it to death and make it actually have an emotion. It would be fun to see Dean Ambrose just act foolish on a Star Trek vehicle. It would be perfect. Absolutely perfect.
All right, we got 20 more seconds.
What else could he possibly do? Oh, okay, well, here we go. He could probably drag Roman Reigns on there, and if we're real lucky, we could put him in a red shirt, and someone could actually kill him on an away mission, so that would solve the WWE's problem about how to get him over, too.
All right, so, we're done. There was the first question there, so we got to go over to TGB. CBS has a new Star Trek starting this season. What WWE superstar would you have make a special appearance, and what would they do? 75 seconds on the clock.
I think it's pretty obvious, you know, Braun Strowman. I mean, look, he's big, he's bad, he's intimidating. He's a perfect villain for Star Trek in itself. I mean, let's face it, he could probably be a Klingon and probably not have to have any makeup. I mean, the guy's pretty, you know, ugly anyway. So, I mean, just drag him on there and let him destroy the entire – maybe if he could destroy an entire planet. Maybe we could put him on Vulcan, and then he could just kind of drill himself to the core somehow and then make the planet explode. You know, that would be something that actually, that's better booking than WWE's been doing with him anyway. So, I mean, maybe he could just drill himself to the planet, make it explode, and that's his thing. He drills himself to all the planets to try to make them explode. So then the Enterprise – or is it the Enterprise this time? Who cares? We're going to get them to come and try to save and stop Braun Strowman. But, of course, they can't. He'll be a reoccurring character. He'll be killing – he'll probably kill the new Star Trek series pretty much like he's killing Monday Night Raw. But that's okay. because, you know what, the CBS fall lineup is always, you know, tough anyway. You know, they usually don't have as many great shows anyway. So the more we can kill off by ourselves, the better, so they can come up with new shows that'll make everyone laugh and
all
have
right,
fun.
Maybe, all right, 75 seconds is up, and you get to choose a category. Dancing with the Stars, Gotham, Season 8, 3 matches, NCIS, Walking Dead, John, Paul, Ringo, George, Antihero, our best shiznitter ever.
Let's go Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. The subject is Walking Dead, and you'll have 75 seconds. The lead character of this show, Rick, finds a wrestler. Who is it? Who is it, and how did he survive? 75 seconds.
He finds, you say a WWE wrestler?
Yes. No, it doesn't matter. What, he just finds a wrestler.
He finds the Iron Sheik. And the way the Iron Sheik has survived all this time is that he used the clubs. He used those damn clubs he uses all the time. He's been fighting off zombies this entire time with those damn clubs. But the problem is, though, he's lonely. So, you know, the Iron Sheik, he's actually, you know, because he's not a very personable guy. You know, the Iron Sheik, you know, he pretty much everyone that he's ever come in contact with, you know, maybe he could start his own little group, you know, and start surviving more. You know, he just runs them off because he's always like, oh, you fuckers, I humble you, will come a clutch. And, you know, it just never works out, you know, so that no one ever sticks around and help him. So he's always kind of the loner kind of thing. Except, you know, he's with the clubs and stuff like that. He's actually trying to, like Michonne did, you know, he's trying to cut their arms off and carry them around. So maybe he has someone to talk to. But, you know, the Iron Sheik doesn't like talking to anybody. So eventually he just kills his own zombies. And then he's still alone. It's a very sad story, actually. You know, they're actually thinking about giving the Iron Sheik a dog, you know, so maybe he can have someone actually talk to him. But then the dog gets ate.
All right. Your time is up. SJ, the category is Walking Dead. The lead character of this show, Rick, finds a wrestler. Who is it, and how did he survive? 75 seconds.
It's obvious who he found. He found John Cena. Seriously. You can't see him. And he seems to survive everything. He survived Brock Lesnar, even though he got his ass kicked. He survived that horrible fucking match with Rusev for the flag. He will probably survive this next match coming up with Roman Reigns. But John Cena is a survivor and an adapter, and you can't see him. So essentially, John Cena went through the zombie apocalypse under the radar. He didn't have to kill anything. They just didn't see him. So now he stumbles upon Rick because he just wants to be seen, and he is probably feeling a little bit lonely, seeing that no one's noticing him. So now he comes into Alexandria, and he becomes a part of the group. And he survives that way. He can go out and find provisions for the group. He can even battle Negan because, well, you can't see him until he's right up on you. So Negan would have a problem with John Cena. Rick would consider him an asset.
All right. The time is up. Now, SJ, we got the third category coming up, and you get to pick from Dancing with the Stars, Gotham Season 8, 3 matches, NCIS, John, Paul, Ringo, and George, Antihero, are the best shiznitter ever. You pick the category.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. New season features one of the Bellas. I can't tell them apart. What male WWE star would you have join the show and why? 75 seconds.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about that. Let's see. Thing. Okay, top of my head, Nakamura. Oddly enough, Nakamura. Maybe Cheryl can whip some actual dance moves into him instead of him walking around looking like he's having a seizure. Don't get me wrong, I like Nakamura. Maybe he is actually light on his feet. He does have the charisma. He has the uniqueness, nerve, and talent to steal from another show. But maybe, just maybe, Cheryl Burke can actually whip some dance style into him. It would be nice to see him wandering around the ballroom doing tangos and foxtrots and everything. Lynn Goodwin would hate him. He would absolutely effing hate him. But he may actually learn some dance moves that might actually translate into the WWE universe when he comes stalking down the aisle looking like he's about to pass out or something. Who knows? It could work. It could actually work.
All right. Right there. Time is up. Here we go, TGB, Dancing with the Stars. What male WWE star would you have join the show and why? 75 seconds.
Well, you know, most professional dancers are, you know, let's face it, I mean, are homosexual. You know, the percentages are well in their favor. So if you're going to pick a WWE superstar, then it has to be Darren Young, because Darren Young is the first openly gay WWE superstar. So let's put Darren Young on the show. But, you know, he can't just be just a normal guy on the show. No, no. He's got to have a male partner. And not only does he have the male partner, but the male partner is actually the one that's going to take the lead. Right? So then they get to dance and all this kind of stuff. And maybe he gets, you know, we're progressive now. Everyone's supposed to be, you know, progressive with the trans movement and things like that. So maybe he gets a little bit of fun. But, of course, he's not going to win Dancing with the Stars. So he gets eliminated. When he gets eliminated, what happens? Titus O'Neil comes out, Big Boots his partner, and then they do the money dance they used to do, and then that's how we end Dancing with the Stars season 20,008. I don't know what season they're on now, but I think season 3 was probably too many.
All then, right. You know, closing in on that.
Done?
You got about 5 seconds.
Darren Young's gay.
All right, after that, we're going to go to a quick quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys and gals, I hope you're enjoying this week's special edition of Shooting a Shiznit. And remember, though, on Tuesdays before 2 o'clock, you will get the original Shooting a Shiznit, where I sit across the table from someone either I've known for years or I want to get to know. So remember, before 2 o'clock, every Tuesday, Shooting a Shiznit, live from St. Louis, Missouri, STS Studios, the best little wrestling podcast in the business!
All right, we're back with our contestants, SJ and TGB. And TGB, we're in round 4, and you get to choose the category. Gotham Season 8, 3 matches, NCIS, John Paul Ringo George, anti-hero, or best shiznitter ever?
Well, I was singing the song yesterday, today, which is kind of weird. So we'll go with John Paul Ringo and George.
John Paul Ringo and George. And this has been on the board for a long time. Who is the best faction ever in wrestling? 75 seconds.
Hands down, the Four Horsemen. I mean, there's absolutely, in my opinion, there's no dispute. I mean, they pretty much, you know, even though the Freebirds were considered the group before, the Horsemen obviously are the ones that everyone tries to pattern themselves after. Everyone wants to wear the suits. Everyone wants the Rolex watches, come in the limo, have the Armani suits and all that kind of stuff. The Horsemen, not only were they visually what wrestling wanted us to be, but also the in-ring work is uncomparable. You take any faction in the history of wrestling and compare them to the work of the Four Horsemen. They were the four best professional wrestlers on the planet, just about, especially when it was Arn Anatoly, Ric Flair, and Barry Windham. That was by far probably the best collection of professional wrestling in-ring that we've ever seen. So the Horsemen are without a doubt. And things like, you know, the NWO was, even though the NWO was completely different, that's what they were trying to be. They were trying to be different than the Horsemen. They weren't trying to be that. They were trying to be thugs. Evolution was the, you know, the 2K version of the Horsemen. So, I mean, to me, they've influenced everyone else, and when you influence everyone else, that makes you the best.
You ready? All right.
I'm ready.
Time is up. SJ, you have. All right, and the question, John Paul Ringo George, that's the category. And the question to you, SJ, is who is the best faction ever in wrestling? 75 seconds.
Well, you know, I got to agree with Greg to an extent about the Four Horsemen, but I'm going to bring it up into years a little bit and have to go with the Generation X. because here was a group that was for every man. And it had some eye candy for the women if you don't actually count X-Pac. Like, seriously, ick. But out of that group were two groups. And a female wrestler that could beat up guys. We're talking they were perfect. They had catchphrases out the ass. Everybody was right behind them. They loved them. They could do no wrong. You had Triple H and you had Shawn Michaels. They were perfect in and of themselves right there. Assholes, but perfect. But then you also had the Road Dogg and Jesse James, who went on to be tag team champions over and over again. Two factions coming together to make one big faction that no one is ever going to forget. These are the guys who made the Attitude Era, or whatever era. These guys were just absolutely perfect.
All right, SJ, time is up, and you get to pick. This is the last category. So we got Gotham Season 8, three matches, NCIS, Anti-Hero, or Best Shiznitter Ever. You pick the category.
Okay, all the good ones are gone. Let's go Anti-Hero. Let's see what that's about.
All right, this is the final round. And after this round, you each have 1 minute to tell the fans and the listeners why you think you're the best shiznitter ever. So, Anti-Hero, what American wrestler would you turn into a foreign menace? 75 seconds.
Are you kidding? Okay, let's see. Bring back Hogan. Seriously. Bring back Hogan. He was the worst villain I ever seen before in my life. But if you add an edge to him, like when Captain America became Hydra. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm a comic book fan. When Captain America became Hydra, that pissed a lot of people off. You bring back Hogan and put him on the side of the North Koreans, everybody would hate his guts. But it would be box office. Put him up against John Cena, Mr. Big Time American Hero, against the Turncoat Hulk Hogan, and you can even label him as that. Turncoat Hulk Hogan, it would put butts in the seat. McMahon would make money for days. It would actually kind of redeem Hulk Hogan after the sex tape thing, and it would work on weird levels because you'd want to see Hulk Hogan get his ass kicked by John Cena. You'd want to see John Cena get his ass kicked by Hulk Hogan. It's a marriage of beauty, absolute beauty.
All right. Time is up, and we have the last category. The last question going to the current champion, TGB, Anti-Hero. What American guy would you turn into a foreign menace?
That is a very good question, and I sat here and I racked my brain, and I got it. I got the perfect guy, Vince McMahon. You make Vince McMahon the foreign heel. He finally's had enough of America. He's finally had enough of the stupid audience that he has to deal with all the time, but really it comes down to the fact that he's tired of paying American taxes. So his big thing is he's going to move WWE headquarters from Stamford, Connecticut, and he's finally going to move them to London, England. Because he feels England is more progressive than the WWE, that he's finally outgrown America, and that he wants to take everything really global. So he moves there, and maybe, just maybe, you know, London will finally get WrestleMania. And maybe he even takes it a step further. Maybe he even says, you know what, WWE for the next calendar year is not going to have one single solitary show in the United States of America. So they wrestle all over the world, and eventually there's a babyface that has to beat Vince McMahon at that WrestleMania in London to bring the WWE back home to America, and they finally start doing dates in America again, and maybe the house shows will actually come up and people will actually go watch them. And maybe
all right,
the TV
all right.
shows,
your
too.
Time, your time is up. All right, so we got you guys are going to have 1 minute. You're going to step forward and tell why you're the best shiznitter ever. And let's start with SJ, the challenger. SJ, you have 1 minute to plead to the Shiznit Council on why you are the best. Here we go.
Can't use my pass on this one, huh? Okay. You know, I like wrestling. I always have. I can't say I bring an insider's view into it. I bring the everyman's view into it. I bring the ideas that I guess everybody might think about, but you know it's never going to happen. So that's me. I'm your everyman. I am, or everywoman, if you want to call it that. I'm the person that sits there and watches it on Monday, and I don't analyze it. I just like it for what it is. I like to hear people chanting. I like the crowds. I like wrestling for what it is. And if you like wrestling like I like wrestling, well, then I'm the person for you. We can have these ideas together. We can hopefully tweet them to somebody over in the WWE, and who knows, maybe we'll get on creative. We'll never know. But that's me. I'm the everyman. I'm the person that you want. Don't get me wrong. Greg's great. I'm better.
All right. Your minute is up. Now, Greg, you got 1 minute to tell everyone, especially the Shiznit Council, why you should stay champion. 1 minute.
Well, Shiznit Council, I come before you today, and I believe that I am the best Shiznitter on this case because, well, I'm a man. That's right.
Oh.
I'm a man. You got to understand, this isn't just, you know, a normal Shiznit. This is the battle of the sexes.
No.
You understand? Do you really want to kill the Shiznitter like China killed the Intercontinental title? The fact of the matter is, this is a war. This is a war between sexes, and we cannot let this woman plant her flag and claim this Shiznit. It has to be for man. So Shiznit Council, if you have a penis, then you got to vote for the golden boy, Greg Anthony.
All right, people. Did you hear that? Hey, I want to thank everyone for listening today, and I want to thank my contestants. Guys, same bat channel, same bat time, 2 weeks from now, on Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever on the STS Network, because we are the best little wrestling podcast in the